Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you, David?
Wonderful. You know, we're getting very close to 2018.
Yeah.
And today's topic, we're going to talk about how much time you should take off for the holidays. You know, as an entrepreneur, it can be hard to take times off. Obviously, you're a business owner and you kind of probably wear many hats and, you know, you're doing customer support and customer service and you got to keep client sites up and, you know, you also got to keep the lights on and new revenue coming in through the door. But yeah, at the end of the day, you still need to take time off. It's important. You know, it's important.
Yeah. No, that, great points, David. You know, today is December 27th. You know, Christmas was 2 days ago. New Year's is coming up. And so this is the week where it's super slow. The week between Christmas and New Year's, at least in the U.S., I would imagine other places that celebrate Christmas as a country are the same way. But yeah, it's a slow week. And so it's tempting to just kind of relax and you know, lay back and not work. And that's important. But sometimes when you do that too much, you start to feel a little bit guilty, like, oh, shoot, I should be working. Like, I have these projects and I have these deadlines coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And so, yeah, it's a common question. How much time should I allow myself to take off during the holidays? What do you think, David?
Well, I mean, I think for myself, this time of year, I enjoy the downtime, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a time for reflection. I always like to take a look back on the year, you know, kind of look at the pluses and minuses, the good and the bad, and kind of assess and try to do some goal setting for the next year and some planning and some projections. And even though that's technically work, it's something that I enjoy. But I also like and value complete and total downtime because, truthfully, I love this time of year. You know, I
mean,
Christmas is awesome. You know, I mean, you know, I love it. Hanging out with family, eating indulgent and really good food, especially in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I like to take off as much as I possibly can during this time of year. So that's just me.
Yeah, and I like what you said, you know, reflecting and kind of planning. And so that's what I like to do too, you know, with the new year just a few days away. I like to kind of, it's still, I guess, considered work, but it's very low key where I'm just kind of planning and thinking ahead. You know, we have a couple episodes planned for the next couple of days. We'll talk more about planning. But to me, it doesn't feel like work because I'm not in the day-to-day grind of, you know, dealing with client emails, dealing with customer support issues on the product side of my business. It's just kind of, taking a step back, looking at the big picture, looking forward. And so I feel like I'm able to do that for a couple hours here and there while still being able to relax and rest. I think if I was purely resting, you know, completely disconnecting, I would start to get a little antsy. And so, yeah, I'm in a similar boat where I like to do a little bit without stressing myself out, you know, with the day-to-day grind.
And it's fun, you know. I mean, I like looking at future growth potential, you know, to try to see where you're going to grow and how much you can grow. And, you know, that's exciting stuff for an entrepreneur, you know, to look at and say, okay, we've grown this amount over the past 12, 24 months. What do we think we're going to do for the next 12? You know, to me, that's exciting stuff. So it's a lot of joy. But if you can, take some downtime. It's important. We bust our butts through the rest of the year. Spend time with family if you have kids and a wife, and I'm sure they will much, much more appreciate it if you are focused in on them and they're your priority through the holidays and stuff. So, you know, take some time off.
That's a really good point because as entrepreneurs, self-employed, working for ourselves, we love what we do. Or if you don't, you might need to reevaluate. But we get to work on what we want to work on. And so I think if you're not itching to get back to work, then maybe there's something wrong. But I think, like you said, David, kind of almost forcing yourself to rest and take time, because when you do love what you do, oftentimes you overwork yourself without realizing it. And so if you kind of, you know, be disciplined and spend time with family and rest, you're going to come back feeling that much more recharged and ready to take on the new year.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. Great points. Okay, well, that's about it for me.
Yeah, that's everything on my list.
Well, fantastic. Folks, bottom line, go enjoy the holidays. Take some time off. Spend it with your family and friends. And have a great rest of your year for 2017. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 104, how much time you should take off for the holidays. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.